On Tuesday, the Rural Migrant Ministries held a rally at the state capitol in favor of the Farm Workers' Bill of Rights. We talk with Reverend Richard Witt about the bill. We also hear several speakers from the rally, starting with the chief sponsor, Assemblywoman Kathy Nolan.
We're talking with Reverend Richard Witt of the Rural Migrant Ministries, once again at the state capitol trying to pass the Farm Worker Bill of Rights. Reverend Witt, how are things looking this year?
Well, we're very hopeful because we now have enough votes to pass the bill. And it's just an issue of bringing the bill to the floor for a vote. But a lot of folks are sponsoring the bill, and we're hopeful.
Can you briefly explain what would the bill do? How would it help farm workers?
The Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act would go through New York State labor law, and any time in the law there's an exclusion of farm workers, it would remove that exclusion. So, for example, the law says everybody's entitled to a day of rest except farm workers.
And what has been the opposition to it?
The opposition primarily comes from the New York State Farm Bureau that is opposed to this bill of equality.
Thank you.
And the assembly to pass the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act, Senate Bill 2721, Assembly Bill 4189, and we're asking Governor Cuomo to support this legislation.
I know that our farm workers face dangerous conditions every day, but please be very careful. They call it the million-dollar staircase because I think there have been a million accidents on it. So please, the people at the edge, step forward, all right? I have problems with my legs, so I understand how difficult it is to climb, and I just want people to be careful. Let me also say, apologize, because to our great shame, we have not passed this bill in both houses.
Unbelievable.
And it hurts me that I have not yet been successful. We have passed it in the assembly over and over with the support of so many people in this crowd today, so many wonderful people, including I see our friends from the teachers here who have supported this, so many friends, Reverend Witt and the groups that have been here, but yet we still have to ask for justice.
Justice!
A year or two ago, we hosted a luncheon in Ridgewood, Queens, where I represent and I'm proud to represent. And many people in our community hosted a luncheon for farm workers who were walking from Montauk to Albany. And one of the things we had a nice time. You know, one of the things that's so wonderful about the people active here is no matter how often we are denied justice, people here bring joy to their lives. They celebrate their victories. They're proud of their skills as people who give us the food we eat, and we have every right to celebrate and, yes, serve them a luncheon. But I want to thank the core of the matter. The core of this problem are those two signs. Would you drink this milk if you knew this worker never gets a day of rest?
No!
Would you have that milk in your home if you knew that worker never received overtime pay?
No!
Would you eat that apple if you knew that worker had been assaulted on the job site?
No!
We have got to educate the people of our state that having the right to collectively bargain, having the right to overtime, is a basic, fundamental human right. All other workers have this right. We have to continue this fight. I want to thank those of you who have walked this walk. I want to say again how proud I am to serve in the assembly.
Be here representing the teachers, the educators from around the state. We see beautiful children here today. We're fighting for them. We fight for labor, we fight for working people, and we respect what the farm workers do. Your shirt, it says unstoppable. If there's one thing you have to be in this building, is unstoppable.
Right.
You have to be relentless. You have to never, never, never give up. We are with you. We're honored to stand by you. I understand Commissioner Reardon is supposed to be here today also. It's wonderful to have leaders like Kathy Nolan here with us, and we will continue to stand by your side and hold you up in these halls.
Hispanic Federation.
I love being here.
here, let me say that I love seeing these beautiful faces, but I feel shame today. I feel shame that we have allowed this situation to endure, that there are tens of thousands of workers like Mateo across our state that are working in deplorable conditions without overtime pay, without a day, without a right to a day off, without workman's comp, without the most basic labor rights. I feel shame that I am part of New York State and that we allow this situation to endure. For more than 80 years, we've allowed this situation to endure. I feel shame that this state claims to be a beacon for civil rights, that this state claims to be a beacon for workers' rights, and we allow this situation to persist. I feel shame that we rightfully point the finger at the Trump administration for its extremism, and yet we don't look at ourselves in the mirror. I feel shame that our governor is not with us today. I feel shame that our governor says he is with us, but he is still on the sidelines. I feel shame. I feel shame that we have to be here every year saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. We are going to stop this. We are going to end this. We are going to pass the Farm Workers' Rights Bill because it is the right thing.
That was a report by WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley from the state capitol about the Farm Worker Bill of Rights.